TalkNews.com.
What is up? Greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side, every day you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day in The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, rosacea, eczema, hyperpigmentation, fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just business as usual. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds or get a loved one off his or her meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. On The Bright Side, our number is 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can call us at 866-582-9933, or you can go to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. We have all the products that you hear us advertise and talk about on the program up. And we've got articles and videos that explain some of what I call the Bright Side philosophy. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, the one I'm drinking right now, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex. It's a great way to make sure that you're getting your basic nutrients, your fat-soluble nutrients, vitamins D, E, A, and K, your water-soluble vitamins B and C. It's got copper and chromium and zinc and selenium, amino acids, fruit and vegetable powder, truly a cornucopia of nutrition, a great value for $50 a month or so if you get yourself on auto ship. Click on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com, and for a $10 fee, you can get all your products, all your longevity products at wholesale, and you can make a little money selling longevity products, make a little money helping your friends and your family get healthy, make a little money getting yourself healthy as well by getting on Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the OsteoFX Plus, the Ultimate EFAs, or any of the fine products that you can get from Longevity. Go to my website, brightsideben.com, or call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the phone team at 866-735-2470. All righty, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to continue talking about heart disease and alternative strategies to drugs and doctors. First and foremost, always is going to be food and working on digestive health issues. I don't care what kind of health crisis you're dealing with, folks. First and foremost, the first step you want to take is working with food and working on the digestive system. Yesterday, there was some troubling news released in a study published in the journal Pediatrics. Researchers studying health data from the Center for Disease Control concluded that adolescents, teenagers, carry a, quote, substantial burden of cardiovascular risk, unquote, especially if they are overweight. Nothing says crappy food, nothing says crappy diet more than overweight adolescents. Today, one-third of adolescents and teenagers are overweight, and this increases, according to this article, substantially their burden of heart disease risk. Teenagers with cardiovascular disease risk. What is our culture going to? How can this be that teenagers in the prime of their life are at elevated risk for cardiovascular disease, are at the same risk for cardiovascular disease as 50 and 60 and 70-year-old people? According to the article, half of the nation's overweight adolescents have blood sugar and blood pressure markers that put them at risk for a heart attack. and one-third of teenagers, this is according to the Center of Disease Control, one-third of teenagers are overweight or obese. That means we got a culture where 15% of our teenagers are at risk of a heart attack. 15% of teenagers are at risk of a heart attack. And if that's not disturbing enough, 20% of teenagers have prediabetes or diabetes. Now, clearly, diabetes and obesity and heart disease are all linked. They all are connected, and they all have one thing in common. Diabetes, obesity, heart disease, epidemic numbers, they all have one thing in common. One thing underlies all of these tragic health statistics. It's the food. It's the food we're eating. It's the food our kids are eating. It's the fast food. It's the crappy food. Heart disease affects one out of four Americans. Obesity and weight issues affect one out of three Americans. And diabetes and prediabetes affect one out of three or four Americans. And they're all food issues. And they all start off with issues in the digestive system and how the body handles blood sugar / insulin. Yesterday we left off the program talking about this whole connection, this blood sugar and insulin connection to heart disease. We talked a lot in the past, and deservedly so, about the problems associated with digestive impairment, bile and fat absorption, and how all of these relate to heart disease. And it would be indeed impossible to overstate the importance of this digestive link to cardiovascular wellness or lack thereof. But equally important, just as important as digestive wellness is when it comes to cardiovascular health issues, is the blood sugar and blood insulin link. Blood sugar and blood insulin. You'll notice I said blood sugar and blood insulin separately. And the fact that these two concepts are independently important is something that we have to recognize and something that, unfortunately, the medical model does not recognize. We'll talk about this here in a moment. The distinction, the important distinction between blood sugar and blood insulin. They're both important, but they're both independently important. I'll tell you what I mean here in a minute. It would be very easy to make the argument that the blood sugar and blood insulin connection can be the most significant area for us to concentrate on when it comes to heart health. Certainly, digestion matters. The whole thyroid and adrenal link matters. We're going to be talking about that later. Digestion is the first point on the triangle of disease, all disease. The thyroid-adrenal connection is the third point on our triangle of disease. Fat absorption is key. We've gone over this at length. But there's no doubt that blood sugar and insulin issues are critical when it comes to understanding how our heart works and how our heart doesn't work. Dysglycemia, D-Y-S, dysglycemia, meaning dys as in dysfunctional or broken up, glyce as in sugar, emia as in blood. Dysglycemia is one of the most important causative factors there is when it comes to heart disease. Dysglycemia, broken down blood sugar system. And more evidence, by the way, is piling up that's showing that impaired digestion is behind impaired blood sugar and blood insulin. So if you got diabetes, you got prediabetes, that doesn't mean that you just want to concentrate on your blood sugar and on your insulin. You also need to be concentrating on that first point of disease, the first point of the triangle, which is the digestive system. But as far as blood sugar issues, dysglycemia goes, diabetes, dysglycemic issues, and heart disease go hand in hand. Even the drug companies know about this, and they take advantage of this fact, too. Yesterday, we started to talk about a new drug that's out, that came out last year from Merck Sharp and Dohme called JuviSync. This is a drug that was approved by the FDA last October, and it gives you a double dose of deadly drug, a double dose. You get a dose of statin, Zocor, and a dose of an enzyme-inhibiting drug that lowers your blood sugar, sitagliptin. Sitagliptin and Zocor together make JuviSync. Now you can have a double dose of medicine, one to take care of your cholesterol, as if that even mattered, and another that would poison your blood sugar system, poison cells to have them handle insulin, have them handle blood sugar differently. That's how sitagliptin works, and the fact that it's poisoning cells is one of the reasons why it's known for increasing cancer and causing pancreatitis too. There can be no doubt that elevated blood sugar and elevated insulin are super significant when it comes to heart disease, as is elevated blood fats, but it's not a drug issue. We'll cover this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got an article here from the Journal America, the Journal Hypertension. And these are two studies from the American Heart Association that found that the hunter-gatherer lifestyle is linked to lower blood pressure increases. Age-related increases in blood pressure have been observed in almost every population except hunter-gatherers. And this is published in this month's Journal Hypertension. a couple studies from the American Heart Association. This is what we've been talking about on the program for a year and a half now, folks, is we have to figure out the way we're eating. We have to figure out a better way to eat. Hunter-gatherer cultures, the Catawbans and New Guinea, are all proof that we do not have to break down with age. We have come to assume that as we get older, that the breakdown process is inevitable, that we're going to be dealing with heart disease, and we're going to be dealing with blood pressure issues, and we're going to be dealing with Alzheimer's disease. And the proof is in the pudding. Hunter-gatherer cultures that are still around today exhibit six-pack abs in their elders, folks who are 80 years old, still have six-pack abs and ripped biceps, but they're not eating the same kind of foods we're eating. That's the reason why homeless people have, this is a study that came out from the Journal of Urban Health yesterday. One-third of U.S. homeless people are obese. Now, clearly, homeless folks aren't eating a lot of calories or aren't eating a lot of food, but they're eating the wrong kind of food. Evidence from hunter-gatherer cultures, evidence from overweight and obese homeless people shows that when we eat foods correctly, our body changes. When we eat foods incorrectly, our body changes negatively. When we eat foods correctly, our body changes positively. Why are we so resistant to changing the way we eat? There's a wonderful book by Janine Roth called Women, Food, and God. And it's not necessarily about women, but it is about food and it is about spirituality. And it talks about, Janine Roth talks about how this whole eating disaster that we have in this culture and really in the whole all around the world, except in these hunter-gatherer cultures where they haven't been exposed to our Western lifestyle, the evidence is accumulating that when you change the way you eat, you change your health. But if you have emotional reasons connected to how you're eating, it becomes more and more difficult to change. Dealing with the emotional attachment to eating is one of the most important, if not the most important strategy that we can use to improve our health. The medical model doesn't want us to know this. The medical model says, well, you can eat whatever you want, but we got prescription drugs and we got surgical procedures that can help you take care of your health. Continue going to McDonald's, continue eating your double cheeseburgers and your blue cheeseburgers and Juicy Lucy's. And if you have a problem with your heart or your blood pressure, we got a prescription drug for you. But what they don't tell you is the cost of the prescription drug, the physiological cost of the prescription drug is ultimately going to lead to a shortened lifespan. The bottom line here, folks, is whether it's dealing with digestive health, whether it's dealing with blood sugar health, whether it's dealing with thyroid health, or whether it's dealing with adrenal health, the 3 points on our triangle of disease, understanding how to use food correctly is the bottom line. No matter which point of the triangle you're dealing with, it's the bottom line to taking care of your health. Before we went to break, we talked about the new drug that's out that's supposed to be controlling cholesterol as well as blood sugar, Juvisync. Clearly, there's a link between blood cholesterol and blood fats and diabetes. Clearly, there's a link between blood clots, blood fats and cholesterol and diabetes and heart disease. But it isn't a prescription drug issue. Cholesterol levels rise when your insulin goes up. Blood fats rise when your insulin goes up. I can't tell you how many letters I get a month from people who are wondering how to lower their cholesterol or how to lower their blood fats. Here's how you do it. You reduce your insulin. And you reduce your insulin by reducing the amount of sugar foods that you eat, including breads and pastas and rices and potatoes and all kinds of cereal grains as sugary foods. Simply by reducing your intake of these sugary foods, simply by reducing your intake of insulin-spiking foods, your blood cholesterol and your blood fats will drop like a stone. It is not a statin drug issue. I defy anyone out there listening to get on a low refined carbohydrate diet. I didn't say low carb diet, I said low refined carbohydrate diet. That's a diet that is reduced in cereal grains and processed floury foods and certainly snacks and cakes. I defy anyone to get on a diet like that and not experience a drop in their cholesterol and their blood fats. And it will happen almost right away. Same thing with weight. When you reduce your intake of these processed foods, your weight will drop like a stone. You don't even have to try to lose weight. You don't need a prescription drug to do it. And as far as the distinction between blood sugar and blood insulin goes, this is something very important to recognize. They both have impacts on health. but they have different impacts on health. Elevated blood sugar can cause a problem with caramelization of proteins, browning of proteins. As your blood sugar rises, sugar is very reactive stuff. And as your blood sugar rises, the sugar can react with different parts of your body, glands and muscles and different kinds of proteins and different protein structures and protein-based enzymes can all be subject to caramelization by elevated blood sugar. As your blood sugar rises, small blood vessels can caramelize as well. Small blood vessels, capillaries caramelizing in the eye can cause blindness or macular degeneration. Reactions between sugar and tissue in the eye can cause cataracts. Reactions between sugar and tissue in the eyes can cause glaucoma. Reactions between sugar and small blood vessels in your extremities can cause neuropathies and may even result in amputations. That's why diabetes is a leading cause of amputation. The sugar reacts with small blood vessels in the lower extremities and the upper extremities and all the extremities. Insulin, on the other hand, has another health issue that is associated with it. Insulin is a growth hormone. It makes cells divide rapidly. When cells divide rapidly inside blood vessels, blood can't get through as readily, and that can cause hypertension. Elevated insulin can cause problems with obesity because insulin is a storage hormone. It helps cells absorb fat and other nutrients. So obesity and high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease are associated with elevated insulin, blindness, amputations, glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration are all associated with elevated blood sugar. They're both problematic, but if you go to the doctor and you have your blood sugar checked, because they don't check your blood insulin, they'll check your blood sugar, you could very well have normal blood sugar and still have elevated insulin. And this is so important to recognize because your doctor's going to say, well, your blood sugar's fine. You don't have any prediabetes or diabetes, but your blood sugar is fine because your insulin levels are increasing. Your blood sugar levels may be fine, but your hyperinsulinemia, too much insulin in the blood, can end up giving you a heart attack. So you have to focus on both insulin and blood sugar, and it doesn't do you any good just to have your blood sugar checked. If your doctor doesn't want to check your blood insulin, and you don't want to deal with checking your blood insulin, all you got to do is reduce your intake of foods that raise insulin, your refined carbohydrate foods, your super sweet foods, snack foods, fruit juices, fruits, and see how much better you feel. If you notice that your blood pressure drops when you reduce those kinds of foods, chances are you had a problem with insulin. If you notice that your weight drops when you reduce those kinds of foods, same thing, chances are you had a problem with blood insulin. Make that distinction between blood sugar and blood insulin, and it will help you out tremendously. Blood sugar has it causes problems with glycation, with caramelization of proteins and caramelization of vasculature. Insulin causes growth problems. All right, cell growth problems. All right, we'll come back from our break and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am,
Just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the Cintas truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called Cintas for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was Cintas the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck. 37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Check out the shopping cart with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Osteo FX Plus, the Ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, and the ultimate enzymes, and all the longevity products that we talk about here on the program at brightsideben.com. If you want to make some money and you want to help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, help your friends, help your family, get your products wholesale, start yourself a little business, make some money, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. All right, I want to get to our phone calls here in a minute, but I want to really be clear about this whole distinction between blood sugar and blood insulin. It's super important to understand. Elevations in insulin occur gradually over time, and it's elevations in insulin that largely account for high blood pressure, as well as changes in blood fats and in cholesterol. Cholesterol elevations are well known
the link of cholesterol elevations to diabetes is well known. Folks with diabetes all know they got elevated insulin, elevated cholesterol, and the problem is insulin. If you want to lower your cholesterol and your blood pressure and give your heart a break, lower your insulin. Blood sugar elevations have their own problems. Blood sugar elevations eventually destroy the proteins in the body, the proteins of the glands, the proteins of the sensory organs like the eyes, the nerves, the blood vessels, most especially the proteins in the blood vessels, glaucoma, macular degeneration, peripheral neuropathy. These are all signs that blood sugar elevations are going on. They're both bad. But it's the elevations in insulin that you got to really watch out for, because you can't really test for those. If you go to the doctor, he's only going to test your fasting sugars, your fasting glucose, and he's going to tell you you're okay if your glucose is okay. But that doesn't mean you're okay, because your insulin could be elevated, and elevated insulin creates its own health issues. So if your blood sugar is fine, that doesn't mean you're out of the woods, because it could be just your blood sugar could be fine simply because your body is pumping out enough insulin to take care of it. And if you're like the average American eating over a half a pound of sugar a day, it's going to take a lot of insulin to take care of that kind of sugar intake, and that is sure to mess up your heart. If you're just checking your blood sugar, you're not going to know it. All right, I got a great health strategy for you. This is something that you could do that's simple. It might not be easy, but it's simple, and it's something that you can do that won't cost you a penny. I hear from folks all the time who want to get healthy, and they're worried that they can't afford supplementation or a nutritional program or a personal trainer. I have always said that getting healthy is a lot cheaper than being sick, but even if you're super focused on the $100 you're going to spend on supplements a month and you think you can't afford it, I got a strategy for you that is sure to turn the tide on the degenerative process, that is sure to be a supportive factor in terms of good health, and it isn't going to cost you a penny. I'll tell you what that is tomorrow, so you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side. Want to get to our phone calls? Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go to South Carolina. What is up, David? How you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Back when I was younger, I was diagnosed with a hiatal hernia, and I've been on a purple pill ever since then.
All right.
I'm wanting to get my stomach acid right, and I'm wanting to know, can it be done with a hiatal hernia? Or
it's a little trickier. It's a little trickier with a hiatal hernia. A hiatal hernia is when the stomach sort of pushes through the diaphragm, and it makes it a little bit trickier to keep acid in the stomach than it would otherwise. Do you have a history of constipation? That would be the first thing I think about. When I have a hiatal hernia, that implies a lot of pushing. If it does involve constipation, then you're going to want to do things like up your fiber, use magnesium, use vitamin C, all of which can have a relaxing effect on the colon. Fiber is really important, and if you're eating like the standard American diet, you're probably not getting anywhere near enough fiber. In nutrition, we say the larger the stools, the smaller the hospitals. And one of the best ways to get yourself some nice, large, easy-to-evacuate stools is to make sure you're getting enough fiber. Personally, I grind up flax seeds every morning just to make sure I get enough fiber. Eating vegetables, of course, is the best way to get fiber. We talked yesterday about insoluble fiber from vegetables and from nuts and from seeds. That'd be one thing that I would think about if you have a hiatal hernia. Secondly, vitamin C and magnesium can also have a nice laxative effect. I'm assuming that you have issues with constipation. Typically, that's what causes a hiatal hernia. As far as acid goes, there's a couple things that you might want to try. Probiotics can be super, super helpful for lowering acid. Not necessarily if you have a hiatal hernia, but it's definitely something to try. If you don't have a hiatal hernia and you're dealing with elevated heartburn, heartburn is not caused by too much acid, by the way. Did you know that, David? It's not too much acid. It's acid that is leaking through the valve, the sphincter that connects the esophagus to the stomach, the so-called lower esophageal sphincter, or the LES. But probiotics can have a very beneficial effect on GERD or heartburn. That's something that I would try. Also, you may want to try something called mastic gum, M-A-S-T-I-C, mastic gum. That can be helpful for folks who have problems with heartburn or GERD. There's something else called DGL, and that stands for deglycerized licorice, DGL, and that can also be helpful for heartburn. That's something else that you might want to think about. Last but not least, try acidifying the stomach. When the stomach doesn't have as much acid as it should have, or you're not making enough acid, and that is much more common than making too much acid, that sphincter can become sloppy, it can become loose, and then acid can splash back up. So acidification can actually, in a somewhat ironic way, help with some of the signs of heartburn and GERD. Use betaine HCl, apple cider vinegar. You can get noni juice if you're using the Longevity products. Aloe juice can also help acidify the digestive tract. Sauerkraut is acid. Any kind of acidic food can help acidify the digestive tract. But I like betaine HCl, which you'll find in the digestive enzymes. Those are all some nice strategies for you. So see if you can work on smoother bowel movements and acidification of the stomach, mastic gum, DGL. Those are all things that you could try. Those are all some good things for you to try. Thanks so much for calling, David. Appreciate it. David in South Carolina. Hope that helps. Moving on, Crystal in Texas. What's going on?
Hi. I kind of had a question. I had two questions. One was about umbilical hernias, because I was left with one.
Okay.
A really bad one after my son, and I just had my daughter 6 months ago, and I have a really bad umbilical hernia.
Well, that's not a nutritional issue, unfortunately. You know, there's these mechanical issues like umbilical hernias, or I had to talk to a guy yesterday whose daughter had a bladder malformation, hiatal hernias. These are mechanical issues. They're not really things that you can handle with nutrition. Degeneration, skin diseases, breakdowns, those are what you want to use nutritional supplementation to take care of. I can't really help you with an umbilical hernia. Is there anything else that you have going on?
I called a few months ago about rosacea, but okay. I didn't get to tell you that I was breastfeeding, and I wanted to know if it was safe to take, like, digestive enzymes and stuff while I'm...
Heck yes. Matter of fact, for rosacea, there's a couple things you want to think about. First of all, it's usually a food that you're eating that you need to eliminate. And you got to know that there's some kind of digestive issues going on, Crystal. If there's not, if you don't notice it, you got to be more vigilant. I've been doing skincare for 30 years, and I'll tell you what, I've yet to see a case of rosacea that did not have an associated digestive problem. Can you hang tight, Crystal, till we come back from a break? I want to finish up with you.
Okay.
Hang on, Crystal. Thanks so much. Okay, you're listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll come back with your phone calls. Finish up with your phone calls at 866-582-9933. When we come back from this break, you are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ha ha.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a letter from Jim. Gentlemen, is there anything you can suggest for people regarding Alzheimer's disease to reverse these symptoms? I have a number of family members who are going through this debilitating process. Yes, sir, Jim. And anybody out there who's dealing with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, as a family member dealing with dementia or Alzheimer's disease is simply a manifestation of the breakdown of the body showing up in the brain. This is so, so important when it comes to taking care of health. The body is either breaking down or building up. I know I said this a million times, but it's so important. It's so important. It's worth repeating a million times. The body is either breaking down or building up or breaking down. The breakdown process can occur in the brain and we'll call it Alzheimer's disease. It can occur in the joints and we'll call it arthritis. It can occur in the pancreas. We'll call it diabetes. It can occur in the tear ducts and we'll call it Sjogren's syndrome. It can occur in the nerves and we'll call it multiple sclerosis. It can occur anywhere and we'll give it a name based on where it occurs, but it's still just a breakdown process. And when you understand disease in this fashion, it simplifies everything. Because what it means is, all we got to do, whether we're dealing with Alzheimer's disease or Sjogren's syndrome or diabetes or arthritis or multiple sclerosis or whatever, all we got to do is reverse the breakdown process into a build-up process. And the simplest way to do that is, number one, to watch out for the kind of foods you're eating. Focus on digestive health. Make sure you're supplementing. Number two, focus on your blood sugar issues. Focus on your blood insulin issues, again, by watching what you're eating and supplementing. And number three, focus on adrenal health and thyroid issues by watching your digestive system and taking care of nutritional supplementation. In fact, NORM, NORM, Nutriate, Oxygenate, Rest and Move. Nutriate, Oxygenate, Rest and Move. Nutriate, Oxygenate, Rest and Move. NORM. That's all you got to do to reverse the breakdown process into a build-up process, no matter what your degenerative health issue is. It doesn't matter if it's in your head and it's called Alzheimer's disease, or in your pancreas and called diabetes, or in your joints and called arthritis. Hope that helps. Thanks so much for writing, Jim. We're talking to Crystal in Texas. Are you there, Crystal?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so rosacea is a, in my experience, I've yet to see a case of rosacea that doesn't have a digestive condition associated with it. The first thing you want to do if you have rosacea is see if you can connect it to specific foods and eliminate those foods. Almost everybody who has rosacea has foods that they have problems with and foods that make them break out. You're the one with the rosacea, right, Crystal?
Right.
Okay. Are there foods that you notice that make you flush or make you break out?
Yeah, I recently discovered I'm allergic to eggs. So,
okay, that's great. That's awesome. That's good. Those are the kind of things that you want to know. By the way, with egg allergies, sometimes you can get away with eating eggs by changing how you cook the eggs. So some people will be allergic to eggs that are scrambled or eggs that are fried, but won't be allergic to soft-boiled eggs or poached eggs. Also, with eggs, you can take digestive enzymes, and sometimes that will help with egg allergies. So you may want to try that if you still want to eat eggs. And raw eggs, a lot of people can get away with, that can't get away with cooked eggs, so you may be able to use raw eggs in a smoothie. For rosacea, in addition to eliminating problem foods, Crystal, you want to focus on the digestive system in terms of supplements. Use digestive enzymes. I probably told you that, and that's why you called about your baby. That shouldn't be a problem with your breast milk. However, you can pass allergic mediators, allergic chemicals through your breast milk, so your baby can become allergic too if you are allergic. So that's something that you want to watch out for. Use stomach acidification, acid in the make the stomach more acid. Betaine HCl, which you'll find in the Ultimate Enzymes, that can help with rosacea. You can use HCl drops. You can get those compounded for you by a pharmacist. That can sometimes help with rosacea. Let's see what else is a good supplement for rosacea. Zinc can be helpful for rosacea. There's a really neat form of zinc called zinc carnosine, and that's a C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E, zinc carnosine, not zinc carnitine, but zinc carnosine, and that can be helpful for digestive health too. So you may want to experiment with that. I'd be thinking about acidification of the stomach and digestive enzymes and eliminating problem foods. That's the main strategy for taking care of rosacea. Please do not fall for any of those silly topical products that purport to help rosacea go away and reduce rosacea. I see commercials and I get emails and letters from all kinds of companies that are selling rosacea creams and such. They don't work. Rosacea is not a skin condition. It is a vascular condition. It is a blood vessel condition that shows up on the skin, but it's not a skin condition. Thanks so much for calling, Crystal. Hope that helps. Moving on, Bill in Louisiana. What is up?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, buddy.
My uncle has a lot of polyps in his colon. He's 84 years old.
Okay.
The polyps are not cancerous, but the doctor still wants to remove half his colon.
Well, the doctor doesn't feel like he needs a colon, I guess. Doesn't feel like he needs half a colon. Or does he feel like he's got an extra half that he can spare? Is he an author? You said this is your cousin?
No, my uncle.
Oh, your uncle, yeah. That just makes me angry, to be perfectly honest. This is an 84-year-old man, and they're going to take out half his colon. His digestive system's already messed up, and they're going to remove half his colon. Look, if he's going to listen to his doctor, there's nothing you could do. But here's the thing. The colon is processing food. That's all it processes, is food. So if you got a colon problem, you got a food problem. If you have a food problem, it's really easy to change it. Simply change the way you eat. In fact, that's the most important thing you could do if you're dealing with any kind of colon issue. Now, once there are polyps in there, and he's 84 years old, it's going to be a little bit tricky to make those polyps go away, but he can sure help himself out by eating more fiber, number one. Eating more foods that contain fiber that help the stool be evacuated with a little bit more slip and a little bit more ease. That's the number one thing that you want to do. When you're not evacuating your colon, all that kind of crappy material, literally crappy material, stays in the colon. It can stick into pockets in the colon. It can cause problems with growth, problems with polyps, and it's not a pleasant situation. If we could see what our colon looked like after we eat, that would be a tremendous incentive for changing the way we eat. Colon problems, folks, listen, there's no disease that's good, but colon problems are the last kind of health issue you ever want to have. Heart disease isn't good. No cancers are good. Neuropathies, diabetes are all lousy situations. But nothing is worse than having some kind of health issue in your colon, in your digestive tract. So changing the way he eats, more fibery foods, use zinc carnosine, which I was just talking about with Crystal. That can be helpful. Digestive enzymes can be helpful. Probably the single most important supplement that you can use, Bill, for your uncle, and this is something you can do right away, today, get your uncle on the best probiotic supplement you could find. It'll cost you about $40 for a month's supply. It's worth it. I like Primal Defense, Jordan Rubin's product. You can also use Dr. Michael Murray's 12 by 12. There's a lot of good probiotic supplements out there. Look for 80 billion units a day and look for multiple strains. And then last but not least, use Liquid Nutrition. Chances are that he's not absorbing his nutrients as effectively as he might. Get him on the BTT. Get him on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. He'll notice results quickly, especially if he's dealing with malabsorption problems, which there's a good chance that he is. Use bone soup. Use cabbage soup. I haven't talked about cabbage soup for a while. Cabbage contains something called vitamin U, which is really good stuff for the digestive tract. Use cabbage soup, use sauerkraut, use vegetable soups, use bone soups. So you take a chicken and drop it in water and let the water come to a boil and simmer for 8 to 12 hours and use that liquid broth, throw some veggies in there, throw some cabbage in there. There's wonderful ways that you can help treat the digestive tract, whether you're dealing with polyps in the colon or any kind of digestive health issue. Remember, the digestive system, the first point on the triangle of disease, is the jumping off point to every single health crisis we are dealing with. And there's not a prescription drug on the planet that can change a digestive condition, but we can do it ourselves without prescription drugs, without pharmacies, without insurance companies, without doctors. Simply by changing the way you eat, focusing more on liquid nutrition, use nutritional supplements, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, use soups and veggie juices, as much liquid nutrients as you can, use digestive enzymes, get on probiotics. Look at all these wonderful alternatives that we have at our disposal for staying away from the doctor's office, for protecting our heart, protecting our digestive tract. It's not a complicated issue, folks, and that's why we're here every day on the Bright Side. Our number, if you want to, my email, if you want to contact me by email, is ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. Much prefer you leave your phone number on the emails. It's easier for me to contact you by phone than it is for me to write. So when you send me a letter, please put your phone number on there. I try to get you as many emails as I can, as long as there's a telephone number on there. All right, tomorrow I'm going to tell you about a health strategy that is super easy to do, super simple to do. It won't cost you any money, and it's one of the easiest ways to reverse the degenerative disease process. Thanks for listening, folks. Alex Jones is next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.